So friends, after covering the major aspects of right referencing, we will move using the literature management tools. We have discussed this literature management tools aspect in an entirely single module. Hope you remember that. You are having a lot of references. You should manage the references with the help of literature management tools. Take the help of one or another kind of literature management tools like EndNote, Mendeley. We discussed. Hope you remember that. What you have to do? You have to take the help of these management tools for exporting the reference from those databases into that particular style which is required by the journal, and then you will import from the library to your text. Okay. So by this exporting and importing of references with the help of literature management tools, the accuracy of a particular style is ensured, and it makes easy. It makes the process of referencing easy for you. Can you do the manual referencing when you are writing a review article or a research article which is having 50 references or 60 references? For one journal, it may be okay. But when you are again redesigning the or reformatting the references for targeting another journal, for the next journal, what will you do? Will you do again manually? No. If you'll do with the help of this management tools, it will save your time, efforts, and will ensure the accuracy of the references. Dear learners, let's have a recap how we exported the references to library of EndNote and then imported to your manuscript world file. What we did? On library catalog connection. For example, it may be British Library, Library of Congress, Natty Lib of Medicine, and PubMed. So we selected anyone that is PubMed. Then we connected it. We entered the keyword in the PubMed search bar. We can change the database or library catalog connection by clicking here. What we'll do, we will write the keyword in the bars. Say for example, we entered solubility and diclofenac in the two different bars, and in the field we selected title for both the keywords and clicked the search. This search yielded 6 results. We can see that the latest reference, latest article of 2018 is there, which is on top, which is having solubility and diclofenac both in its title. As we scroll down, we can see in the second one also, both the terms there. In the third article also, both the terms there in the title, and so on in all the 6 articles. We can select number of articles per page by this section by clicking either 10 per page, 25 per page, or 50 per page. Or you can also refine your search with respect to the title in both the terms or with respect to the keywords. You can select one, two, or all articles or all the pages or you can create a group. Say for example, we created a group diclofenac solubility and click OK. So what you will have? You will have a group in which all the results have been stored in this particular library. So if you will not manage the references through these tools, you will just waste your time in managing and will also increase the chances of mistakes. The chances of mistakes here means you are inviting rejection of your article and hope, and I'm sure you won't like it. Now let us give you some tips, final tips regarding the referencing, right referencing. So tip number one, stick to style prescribed by the journal. Don't unnecessarily increase the number of references. Follow the trend of journal. Spell author's name properly. He or she may be one of the reviewers. And you know, nobody wants his name or her name printed wrong. Do not forget to cite latest and most relevant references. And do not use self-references very much. You can use one or two, three, four, maybe, depending on your need, but don't overuse self-references. So friends, this was all about the referencing in this module. What we learned? We learned that references are source of information, list of source of information which you are giving at the end of your manuscript. The quality references must be there from the quality journals. The quantity as per the need of the journal and as per the need of your topic. It should stick, it should comply to the recommended style. With respect to the coverage, it should cover a good mix of different types of references. And at the last, the references must be updated. So, with respect to the coverage, the type and updation is required. And we must use the literature management tools for accurate referencing. It will save our time, our efforts, and avoid the rejections for your manuscript. We'll be discussing in the next module how to submit and then what we'll do post-submission in the coming modules in this week. Happy learning, and do not skip referring the further readings. Hope you are attempting your weekly quizzes. If you have not gone through, please do attempt the weekly quizzes.